LifeCare provides valuable whole life insurance to cover final expenses, such as medical bills, burial costs, and unpaid debt. A final expense insurance policy is fast, easy, affordable life insurance that's available to anyone between the ages of 50 and 80. No medical exams, no lengthy questionnaires, and no waiting period. The application process is quick and easy. You can even apply without having to undergo a medical examination. Just answer a few questions and we'll do the rest. With the average funeral cost skyrocketing to $11,000 and Social Security only paying $255, you need simple, affordable peace of mind for you and your whole family. Don't leave behind unpaid expenses, expenses that, if left unattended, will burden your family tremendously. Benefits include a guaranteed premium that will never increase, a guaranteed cash value, and a guaranteed death benefit that can never decrease. To find out how you can get final expense insurance with a guaranteed lifetime rate lock, call LifeCare at 800-956-0683. 800-956-0683. 800-956-0683.
This is Cameron Graveline. I bet that you have a question about anything involving consumer tech. Or maybe you want to help another one of our listeners with your experience with a similar problem. Call me anytime at 800-899-INTO.
And when you call Cameron, as opposed to us, of course, you want to tell him happy birthday. It's his birthday this week. 10 years old already. Wow. Welcome back Into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Know before you go high or low with customizable alerts and alarms. Visit DEXCOM.com.
I shall, and I do.
It's time for our EFOM History Feature. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past.
Here's Chris Graveline.
Line. IFA history.
Are you calling me a quack?
No, not at all. No.
In 1975, during the International Funkausstellung...
You just like saying that.
I do. Better known as IFA, the first self-converging picture tube was demonstrated as a prototype by several manufacturers. The cordless ultrasound remote control was introduced. That was the one that was referred to as the clicker because it made a clicking sound.
Is that the sound it made?
It made a clicking sound. No, not that sound. It was a clicking sound.
But more like a click.
Yes, and that's why we still call remotes, or at least us old people call remotes, clickers.
Nerd alert!
Exactly. That was introduced by Telefunken, demonstrated another breakthrough technology, the first completely modular television chassis. Siemens introduced the automatic program search for television sets. And until then, channels had to be found by carefully adjusting a rotary knob.
Great googly moogly.
That was the knob that I had to turn when, you know, when I was your remote control when I was
See,
a kid.
That's why you have kids.
Yeah.
You know, get up and change the channel.
That's why, you know, later generations invented remote controls, because they didn't want to have to, you know.
Make the kids work?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And that's what's problem with that's what's wrong with society these days.
That's what's wrong with it. Yeah. Oh, okay. No, thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, that's this week's IFA update brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Have we established that that's the end of that?
Yeah. So, you know, third hour of the show, my brain tends to go, so. This is why if, you know.
Third hour.
Yeah. Well, it's gone by the first hour, but really gone by the third.
John in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Save us again, John, won't you? He listens online. Welcome Into Tomorrow.
I just heard the call from, I think it was Lynn, about the AT&T hotspot that she was having problems with AT&T with. And I'm not surprised she's having problems with AT&T. But I had to call because I've been using an AT&T ZTE Mobley hotspot. That's the one that you talked about, Dave, that connects to the OBD port in the car. Been using that for years and very happy with it. Even more happy when I found a USB adapter for it. So instead of having to use it in your car on the ODB port, you connect this cable to it and you plug it into electricity through a wall wart that you can plug a USB cable into, or into a USB power bank, and it's mobile. It goes where you want to go, and I have used it in that way many times. I think that was originally designed for people like in mobile homes that want to be able to have a hotspot while they're traveling and not use up the ODB port. So I can recommend that for her, and if she, like as you suggested, get a used one. get a used ZTE Mobley and find this USB adapter. I bought it on Amazon. May very well work out for her.
Oh, well, thank you, John. We appreciate that. I'm sure Lynn and others will appreciate that as well, because connecting things, who would have thought, you know, to the OBD, that's onboard diagnostic port.
Right.
All newer cars, what, since
1995 or 96 have them.
Doesn't even have to be that new.
Yeah. Every car that was made since we've been on the air.
There you go. For 27 years worth of cars, they all have an OBD port.
Yes.
And that can be very, very helpful. So we appreciate that. We love it when we have the best listeners in the world. And John's a fine example of that. Because listeners helping listeners are just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Very true. Larry in Metamora, Michigan, listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcasts, which, by the way, are available wherever you get your podcasts from. Just search Into Tomorrow. There we are. Hey, Larry.
I have Charter Spectrum as my cable provider.
Sorry.
And had their package of cable TV, phone service, and internet. My son told me about Sling TV, so got that and canceled the cable TV portion of the internet bill with Charter Spectrum. IP providers can see what you're doing. And if they're watching and they can see that we're watching programs on Sling TV, are they slowing down the internet connection purposely? We've had a couple of incidences where my wife was watching Netflix, I was watching Sling, and just stopped right in the middle of the programs. Hmm. So I'm wondering if you've ever heard of the cable companies doing that, because you're not paying the $246 that you were paying before.
Well, Larry, it's very possible, but we really haven't heard of it happening officially yet. But it's been legal since former FCC Chairman Ajit Pai did away with net neutrality. Technically, right now, AT&T's broadband service can legally set requests to Netflix.com at dial-up speeds or make Verizon.com so slow that the page never really finishes loading before scripts time out.
Yeah, cable companies can also legally charge you for a streaming package to allow you to access Sling if they wanted to. In your case, that's probably not what's going on, since we haven't seen that in the U.S. yet. It does happen in other countries that lost net neutrality protections. So upping your speed might be all you need. It could happen in the coming years, though, so don't be too terribly surprised if it does.
Yeah. Now, at the moment, the only state with net neutrality protections is California, and it had to fight in court just to keep them. So who knows what the future holds Into Tomorrow. But you bring up some important points there, Larry, and we hope that your companies aren't going to rip you off like that, but it wouldn't surprise me. And when you're like Larry and we hear you on the air because you call in to participate, if you haven't won recently, we got prizes for you. We got goodies, for example,
from TurboTax. It's your last chance this week to get one of their codes good for any of their products to help you file your income tax fast and easily.
Yep. From Singsation, Performer Deluxe All-in-One Party Karaoke System.
From Human Touch, the Reflex 5S Foot and Calf Massagers.
Oh, I'm being mellow as we speak. It feels so good. Oh, from Skosh, Magic Mount Pro Charge 5 Magnetic Wireless Charging Mounts that are both Qi and MagSafe.
Yes.
Right? Which is the Apple thing. They work both of the wireless charging systems. Pretty cool.
And we've got some of the Into Tomorrow Emergency Seatbelt Cutters and Window Breakers from Cut and Go.
Yeah, you want to have one of those. So mention two or three of the items that we just mentioned, and no promises, no guarantees, but when you call in, let us know, and we'll do our best to get at least one, if not more, of the items to you, especially TurboTax. If you haven't done your taxes, come on, get with it. You've only got a couple of days. Due April 15th, and we're happy to help you out with one of those. Let's meet in the meantime, shall we, at intotomorrow.com.